was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The giant, regional, and limited series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows are built with the shutters, throw up the shutters and throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs is four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of The Night Before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.